You're listening to Science Friday from NPR News. I'm Ira Flatow. Now, Flora is with us. Hi, Flora.
Hi, Ira.
For her video pick of the week, it's a doozy this week, isn't it?
It is a doozy, I have to say.
But you did it. I'm glad you're proud of your work. And we can see it on sciencefriday.com on the website.
We can go to the website. And actually, I didn't do it. The real handiwork here goes to an astronaut by the name of Don Pettit. And he spent about 6 months up in the International Space Station floating around. And he just loves science. And so in his off-duty time, he did all these really fun experiments, and he videotaped them. And that's why they're on our website.
Just describe a couple that we have up there.
The headliner, I think, is this video about candy corn.
Candy corn in space.
Candy corn, cosmic candy corn.
Cosmic candy corn. What did he do with candy corn?
Well, he realized that he could make a large-scale analogy to the way soap molecules work. So basically, in this video, every candy corn represents a soap molecule, and because you can have these big water blobs in space that don't get pulled down by gravity,
right,
you can show kind of how the soap molecules surround a grease molecule, a grease blob,
right,
and how they work.
So he made like a ball made out of candy corn in this grease blob.
Right. I mean, the upshot is that there's a video,
of
a blob of candy corn floating around
cool.
space.
It's very, very cool. And he eats it at the end.
Yes,
he's
eating it throughout. You can tell that, you know, they only get to bring on a certain number of these sort of special crew preference items.
Yeah.
And he chose candy corn, and he said that, you know, he used all of them for this demo. And no one else got to eat them but him.
That's at sciencefriday.com if you want to see the video. But there's also another video.
Yeah, there are a
couple. Very pretty one.
So right? another thing that he did while he was up there was to take these time-lapse photographs out of the space station window. And, I mean, they're really spectacular, I think. One is of an aurora, and you've never seen, you know, sort of like northern lights. You've never seen them like this from space. It doesn't look real. I mean,
it
really is.
You're looking
amazing.
Down on Earth, and the aurora in time lapse is streaking by you.
Right.
Right.
Right. So that's streaking by you, and then there are other ones where you can see the planet moving around from the space station window.
Yeah, and because it's in time lapse, you never get that perspective of seeing the actual rotation of the space station.
Right.
Yeah. So he does a lot of these things. And up there, is he still up there?
No, he's back. And, you know, it would be interesting to know what he wished he had done, what other things that he sort of wished he had accomplished. But he's a gadgeteer. I mean, he created tons of different gadgets while he was up
there. And what about this coffee cup?
Right. So one of his most famous inventions is this zero gravity coffee mug. So he's a big coffee drinker, apparently, and he wanted to figure out a way to make a cup where the liquid wouldn't just float out.
Sure.
Because that's the problem
sure.
in space, right? You don't have gravity to
pull it
down.
I hate it when that happens.
Yeah, so. Right. Yeah. And, you know, using a fuel tank as sort of inspiration, he designed one while he was there. So we have video of that, too. It's just a slew of space gadget videos.
Space gadgets, and he figured out how to keep the coffee in the cup while he poured it out of his little tank there.
Right. I think the key there is surface tension.
Surface tension. That's what keeps the ball for the candy corn together. And all the liquids, you did a video on that just a few weeks ago.
Yeah, this is
the balloon in space.
This is a sequel
balloon.
To water balloons in space.
And that was a very popular one. This is going to be very popular, too.
I hope so, Ira.
Cosmic candy corn. You got the time-lapse photography. Triple header today.
Triple header.
Time-lapse candy corn, time-lapse photography, and the coffee mug.
Check them out.
Check them out at sciencefriday.com, and we'll wait to see you next week, Flora.
Thanks
for dropping by. That's about all the time we have today. Our program is produced by Christopher Intagliata, senior producer Annette Heist. Charles Berquist is our director. Flora Lichtman is our producer for digital media. Laura Peltzler, our producer for science and the arts. Our intern is Shelley Dubois. And Manya is our technical director today at the controls here in New York. We had also help in Second Life from Lynn Cullins, Dave Andrews, Jeff Corbin, and the University of Denver. And if you'd like to see the candy corn, the time lapse, and all the other great videos, surf over to our website at sciencefriday.com. If you've got a video that you say, hey, Flora, this would be great for Science Friday, we want to know about it, let us have it. Also, we're Twittering. At SciFry, and we're podcasting and blogging and in Second Life and any other thing on Facebook. We know you can find the Science Friday spot on Facebook. Any other place we can think of will be there. I'm Ira Flatow in New York.